This time of year, Kara and I like to do various things that help us remember the season. And sometimes those things are probably closer to celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. And sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes there are things that maybe aren't as focused on Christ, but they still bring us into the gravity of the Christmas season. So for us, that's a show known as The Great Christmas Light Fight. I'm curious, how many of you have seen The Great Christmas Light Fight on TV? Some of you are probably thinking, I live it. I don't need to watch it on TV. I live it. I got my neighbor over here who's doing that, and I'm not sure what that is. So, yeah, The Great Christmas Light Fight. And if you haven't seen it, this is what it's about. It's essentially who can produce the most amount of light on their property. So it might be a person who has hundreds and hundreds of figurines in their house, but also outside, pushing out as much light as possible. It might be the person who has cleaned the shelves of the local store with lights. And now those lights that were once on the shelf are now on the roof, much to the spouse's disapproval. One of our favorites, and it happened this year, is a big giant snow globe right in the center of the front yard. And projected onto the snow globe is the face of Frosty. And if you were to walk up and approach Frosty, you would see that Frosty, in his own way, is kind of tracking with you, kind of in a creepy way. You walk over here, and Frosty looks over here. You walk over there, Frosty looks over here. But the family did one better. They put in a two-way intercom system. So as people walked up and said, well, this is tacky, someone in the kitchen was watching and says, yeah, according to you, and then the person takes a step back. Well, Frosty's talking back. Or someone walks up and says, you know, Frosty, you look a little chunky this year, huh? And someone in the house who's watching says, might want to not make judgments just too fast there, buddy. Two-way intercom system. A great light fight. And the prize is cash, but the prize is also the light fight trophy. Sometimes in life we find ourselves in a light fight as well, don't we? This season we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Messiah. A free gift to you and to me. But even in this joyous season, we find that your heart and my heart are being fought for by so many different kinds of lights. And sometimes in our struggles and in our challenges in day-to-day life, and they happen even during Christmas, and you know it and I know it, sometimes we find ourselves getting pulled towards the wrong sources of light. This isn't anything new, and God's people shouldn't be shaken or rattled by this. And in fact, we see this in our gospel lesson today from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. God, through his apostle John, writes to a group of people who find themselves caught up in a light fight. And what does that look like? It looks like being pulled into all the wrong different directions, being pulled towards all the wrong would-be messiahs and saviors, and sometimes being wrapped up so deep in yourself you miss the light of Jesus Christ. This is what John shares with us once again. And we can feel and we can hear the way God's people are getting pulled to all the wrong sources of light. And in the process, missing the best gift of all, Jesus Christ. Listen to what John says once again in John 1, 9 to 11. He says, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The question might be asked, well, who is the light? And the answer is just this, Jesus Christ. But this morning, here's a challenge for you and for me. And it's not just this morning. It's for the rest of your life. And it's really important you get this. God doesn't want you just to have the lip service or just the head knowledge. Truth be told, there are a lot of people who don't follow Jesus Christ or have any kind of relationship with him and could probably spout off Bible passages better than you and I could. Or they can tell you more of the history of the real flesh and blood Jesus who walked around and talked. But the challenge for you and for me in this Christmas season and moving forward is just this, that you know Jesus Christ here. It's easy to look at Jesus and completely miss him. And that was happening in Jesus' day. People would see Jesus and completely miss who he was. People would be in the audience hearing Jesus speak, and yet they completely miss the light of God for them in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we find, and maybe you found this to be true in your Advent and Christmas season this year, because of the competition and the great light fight going on in your life and my life, sometimes it's hard to see and hear and experience the light of Jesus Christ. because of things going on in your life and in my life, or maybe because of the decisions we've made. It's hard sometimes. I'm reminded of a story I heard not long ago, and I've shared this with some of you, but I'd like to just bring this back up once again. Not long ago, there was a family that moved here from Liberia to escape some really horrific government collapse and war in Liberia. And so this family moved to Minnesota, where a single mom was trying to provide for her family by working as a maid in a local hotel. Things didn't work out so well, so the family ended up moving to Philadelphia. And not long after moving to Philadelphia, this young man, Nadine Corey, found himself in the crosshairs of a bunch of bullies. And bullies do what bullies do. Bullies locked onto him big time. Here's a kid who's not from the neighborhood. He's got a single mom who's not around much because she's working really hard to provide for the family. He's an easy target. So here's what happened. It was a 7-on-1 situation. 7 bullies cornered him, harassed him, punched him, kicked him, and they would have got away with it, except one of the bullies decided to videotape it and put it on YouTube. So the local law enforcement latched onto that pretty quickly. Not long after, folks from the television program The View, I'm not going to ask you if you watch, what you watch is what you watch, but some of the folks connected to the morning show The View caught wind of this, and they invited Nadine to come and be on the show to get some encouragement. But what he didn't know was just this. They had also invited some of the Philadelphia Eagles NFL players to be there as well. And boy, was he in for a surprise. We'll come back to that in a moment. But friends, here's the reality, and you know this as well, that sometimes in life we find ourselves on the run. And when that happens, sadly enough, we turn to all the wrong sources of life and light. Maybe for you, that's a situation at work. Maybe for you, that's a situation at home. Maybe for you, it's a situation at school. See, the reality is that there are bullies everywhere, of many different shapes, many different sizes. And bullies do what bullies do. They get us on the run. And we find ourselves on the run, and we're tired, and we're exhausted, and we're depleted. Sometimes, just sometimes, because of personal decisions, we look to all the wrong sources of light. And as a result, we find ourselves in a really hard place. If that's you, hang on, because I got some good news for you. With this young man, once again, what he didn't know was that as he was invited to this talk show, so were several members of the Philadelphia Eagles, big guys you probably wouldn't want to pick a fight with. And this is what they said to him. In their own way, they communicated their empathy to this young man for having been so horrifically bullied. But in their own way, this is what they said: we're in your corner, and we have your back. And for everybody watching that day, especially the bullies, a player by the name of Deshaun Jackson takes out his cell phone and proceeds to give his personal cell phone to this young man who was bullied. And he said this: if you find yourself bullied again, you give me a call, and I'll be in your corner. You don't have to run through life. You don't have to run through life. Sometimes in life, we get really good at running, don't we? And maybe in this Advent and Christmas season, because of what you've been going through, you've been on the run. Been on the run from a toxic relationship. Been on the run from unproductive communication. Been on the run from a situation at work. Been on the run from things going on at school. You've been on the run and you're tired. But here's the good news. You can stop running. You can take your running shoes off today and you can leave them at the foot of the cross. Here's why. God tells us this through his disciple John. He says this to you and to me. He says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The reality is this, that you have someone in your corner as well. You have someone who has your back. You have someone who gives you the light and the hope that you and I need throughout all seasons of life. And here's what we sometimes miss. In this passage, we hear this, that Jesus' followers saw his glory. And sometimes we think about glory as this. Well, Jesus feeding the 5,000, or Jesus walking on water, or Jesus healing sickness and raising the dead. And that's true. But contrary to popular belief, Jesus just did not just walk around floating 2 inches above the ground throughout the entirety of his 3-year-plus ministry. Jesus was a boots on the ground, live life with people kind of Messiah. And that's who he is for you and for me. He's the one into whose arms you can collapse after you're tired of running. He's the one whose face you can look into when you've looked at all the wrong faces in all the wrong light. And here's what I've come to know in my personal life as a Christ follower. I can't see the cradle without also seeing the cross and the empty tomb. Because what Jesus himself shares with us in the Gospels is just this. The glory of Jesus Christ is to not march around like a would-be king. But the glory of Christ looks like this. It looks like a cross, but 3 days later, it looks like an empty tomb. This is the glory of God for you and for me. So in this season, and for every season, we celebrate this, that God has given you and me the light that we truly need, and his name is Jesus Christ. And we know this, the one who fought these battles for you and for me, for your forgiveness and mine, for your life and for mine, is the same one who's still fighting battles for you and for me, and is the one who's in your corner today. So wherever you need to hear that, wherever you've been on the run, you don't have to run anymore. And the light and the one that you truly need is right there with you. Let's pray.